want to play for you a digital media file that will encapsulate this moment of Moloch eating children. And Moloch's been at an all-you-can-eat buffet since 1973. There was a conversation yesterday in the U.S. Senate. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, was testifying about all of the situation that we're talking about right now. She said something that was so egregiously demonic and offensive that it stopped South Carolina Senator Tim Scott dead in his notes. He stopped. He's like, wait. And he raised his hand to the chairman and said, can I have a moment? And you're going to hear this. And he's going like, wait. Tim Scott's a good man. I think he's a good man. I actually met Tim Scott when he was a member of the South Carolina House of Representatives. Then went to Congress and then was elected Senate. I met him back in the day. I met him at a Ron. You know how I know he's a good guy? Because I met him. I shook his hand. We broke some bread. He was at a Ron Paul rally in like 2010 or 11 that I was at. So I know Senator Scott, or then Representative Scott, I believe. So I know Tim Scott. S.C. Iceman, who lives in South Carolina. I think Tim might know Tim Scott as well. Tim Scott is sitting there watching Janet Yellen, and he's just going, no, that didn't happen. She did not actually say what I think I just heard her say. He could not believe that she said what you're about to hear. And so he goes this thing, he's trying to reason his way through what he thinks he heard. And then he stops and he asked her to respond. And then she confirms what he heard. She tells him what I and others have been telling you. The Pizzagate is real. You know what the pro-aborts are doing today? They're just simply confirming. That is, they need the sick, twisted, demonic energy, whatever it is that they get from the death, from the murderous, painful, excruciating death or horror cast upon children. We're going to pay for this. There is simply no way to get out of this. God is going to have justice, and those kids and those soon-to-be-born children that have been made to suffer are also going to have justice. And so Scott is asking the question and then gets the answer.
Giving someone the access, let me just quote what you said, that
and then gets the answer.
Increasing access to abortion and reproductive health care allows for our labor force participation rate to continue to increase, that denying women access to abortion increases their odds of living in poverty or need for public assistance as a guy who was raised by a single mom who worked long hours to keep us out of poverty. I think people can disagree on the issue of being pro-life or pro-abortion, but in the end, I think framing it in the context of labor force participation it just feels calloused to me. I think finding a way to have a debate around abortion in a meeting for the economic stability of our country is harsh. And I'm just surprised that we find ways to weave into every facet of our lives.
He can't believe this.
Important and painful reality for so many people to make it sound like it's just another 0.4% added to our labor force participation as a result of the issue of abortion just, to me, seems harsh.
And well, I certainly don't mean to...
Yeah, you do. Here it comes.
Say what I think the effects are in a manner that's harsh. What we're talking about is whether or not women will have the ability to regulate their reproductive situation in ways that will enable them to plan lives that are fulfilling and satisfying for them. And one aspect of a satisfying life is being able to feel that you have the financial resources to raise a child, that the children you bring into the world are wanted, and that you have the ability to take care of them. In many cases, abortions are of teenage women, particularly low-income and often Black, who aren't in a position to be able to care for children, have unexpected pregnancies, and it deprives them of the ability often to continue their education to later participate in the workforce. So there is a spillover into labor force participation, it means that children will grow up in poverty and do worse themselves.
Thank you. This is the truth. I'll just simply say that as a guy raised by a Black woman in abject poverty, I'm thankful to be here as United States Senator first. Second thing I'd say is that we can at the same time have a real conversation about increasing child tax credits that are refundable. We can.
All right. She just endorsed Moloch. She just said, well, there were some instances where, Moloch gets to eat the baby. But the upshot is she gets to go and have a career. She might have a better job. This is the Treasury Secretary of the United States of America. Does anyone want to try and convince me that wench has not sat at the table where the virgin, the naked, full-grown virgin was not laid out and the dagger knife was not brought out for the sacrifice? Emil Doak at the American Conservative magazine website has this: Yellen endorses Moloch. The suggestion that American women must sacrifice their children for the good of the GDP is certainly revolting, because that's what she just said. Well, yeah, there is spillover into labor force participation. So, yes, it is good. Abortions are good for labor force participation. How do you walk? That's not the mayor of Hooterville. That's the Treasury Secretary of the United States. Now, it seems to me that Beelzebub and the boys, again, are laying their cards on the table. If you're paying attention, they're going like, this is how we roll. What are you going to do about it? That's what that means to me. This is how we roll. This is what we do. Yellen just went out there and told, Yes, souls of soon-to-be-born children had to be offered up. She's also saying that somehow, I guess, abortion makes you smarter. Well, if you abort the kid, well, then I get more of this education stuff and this more workforce training stuff, and it makes me smarter. My only question is this a result of her being trained and propagandized, or is this a result of her participation and almost her endorsement? We now know that what Yellen is saying is apparently the policy of Amazon. It is apparently the policy of Tesla. It is apparently the policy of other companies now that, yes, we want our female workforce to be strong. And if they need $3,000 or $5,000 to go on an abortion holiday, you know, they go and go to California or New York or some abortion paradise and go have it taken care of. Yes, we will pay for that because it's good for our bottom line.